Anybody else have anything for Keith before? No? We can always. State Department of Health, do you have anything you'd like to offer in regards to their report?
Only that to date, I think we have near 70 environmental samples. We have detected, I think, very low levels of PCBs in two samples on the site, nothing in the community, and I think that's great news for the community. I think initially everybody was very concerned, as they should be, first responders, the community, because we thought we were dealing with an oil fire that contained elevated levels of PCBs. These samples tell us, and these are very sensitive samples, again, the detection limits are very low. These samples tell us we were dealing with an oil fire. So I think that's really great news for the community.
It's my understanding the state's going to be putting out information that will help people read the sampling results in layman's terms, because people have been asking that question, how do we read it, how do we understand it? That information will be forthcoming, as I was told today. And that will be posted, and you'll be able to read that. It'll be in a news release.
Bill, can I just make a point? I work for DOH as well. I just want to say that what county in particular and these agencies have done is exercise extreme caution in the initial stages of this fire, not knowing what exactly was in that facility. So they took the most progressive steps and the most important steps for public health and public safety. And as evidence came in, it was committed. So I think, you know, the county in particular needs to be applauded for that. That you didn't get your air inside of caution.
We took the worst case possible scenario and doubled it. And that's the area that we determined that we were going to address. That decision was, like John said, that was made within a matter of minutes as opposed to hours, and we wanted to make sure that we were very cautious in how we addressed that. Betty, you had a question?
Yeah, I'm going to come from the agricultural. Boom, there's the cloud that traveled, certainly settled someplace. How would it affect farm crops, farm animals? Is there any danger to them? Can they use their hay and feed their animals? Can they? Are they going to be able to harvest their corn? Or is there going to be limitations as to what or how much they can use of these products?
I think I can answer that. My name is Jan Storm, and I actually Maureen and Joe are more knowledgeable about site investigation and characterization. I'm a toxicologist, and so we've been trying to provide support to the county and members of the community to answer those kinds of questions. Any smoke from a fire is a complex mixture of particulates and gases, obviously. The particulates, mostly uncombusted material. It really kind of doesn't, now that we know that this was an oil fire, which is similar to probably hundreds if not thousands of fires that we have in the state yearly, we feel pretty confident that any material or soot that fell is similar to any other kind of dust or soot that would fall from a fire. And there's no need to take extraordinary precautions other than washing vegetables or washing produce before it's marketed or eaten. We have recommendations on the New York State Department of Health website for if people are fearful about their pets, you know, just wash them off like you would with any material that would get on them.
That's not quite what I meant. I'm talking about a big cow, okay? I'm talking about acres and acres of corn, acres and acres of hay. What happens to these products? Are they safe for this cow to eat? How does it affect their milk supply? You've answered everything where it comes to humans and everything, but, you know, we are an agricultural county, but everybody seems to forget about the farmer.
I'm just trying to put it in perspective, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but the soot, it is analogous to what's coming out of a diesel tractor or a dump truck or any diesel motor. So this is not something really different than that.
Okay, but nobody said this. Nobody said that to explain. I'm not saying that the farmer's dumb, because my husband was a dairyman. He certainly wasn't dumb. But, you know, it's all well and good to generalize and everything. But what happens to the poor guy, up in the back 40 there that doesn't get all the information and everything that everybody else gets? I can't explain it any other way except that, when anything happens around here, the farmer's forgotten.
Betty, what we can do, we have a representative from Ag and Markets. He's not here this evening. But I will get him, just like the State Health Department did, I will request from the New York State Office of Emergency Management, they put together a fact letter, and we will get it to each town supervisor.
Great. That's good. Thank you.
Bill, just one last question. My personal view on this is, thank God it all turned out to be negative and all this stuff. But to me, this is the most incredible wake-up call for our communication system. And my question is to Dave and to you and to Nancy is, what are the next steps to upgrade our communication system so that within whatever period of time you tell me, I can communicate to my residents that the county will be 21st century in its ability to communicate potential disaster information to them? What are we going to do tomorrow morning and in the next week or 2 weeks to get this done?
With all sincerity, if the board wants to approve up to $35,000 tonight, we'll work with Rob to determine whether the free New York Alert 911 reverse system is the best or whether we should purchase one.
That's what I want
to
hear.
And other than that, we plan to take this to the Public Safety Committee, which is in 2 weeks, and then go through that process, which is the process that we're supposed to go through. But I mean, we're ready to move on.
We have asked for it.
Before you go into saying, let's spend $35, boom, and get this, we need to look into what the best program for the money is going to be.
I said we would work with Rob to find out the best one. Frankly, we don't want, if this happens again, we got to have reverse 911. And you're going to hear me say that 10 times. We have to have it. We're not going to just pick the first thing and bring it before you. We would work with Rob. We would try to determine what's the best program for Columbia County. But this is something that...
I already have a stack on my desk of companies and emails from the companies to do demos. This is something that literally was started prior to the fire. Premonition, whatever you want to call it, but days before I was already working on it. So, as I stated when I spoke before, I don't want to rush into something that in 2 months or during the winter, we have a major catastrophe again, and we go to send out messages and half of our county doesn't get them, whether it be from NY Alert, whether it's from a vendor. My personal feeling is I would like to see NY Alert and a commercial vendor and work together with both programs and get out the information to every possible person in Columbia County at that point in time. They now have, FEMA is now implementing a program that they actually go to the cell towers in a particular location and will blast to the cell phone, whether you are registered, whether you live in that county, whether you're just driving through. If you hit the cell towers that are in that location, it will send you a notification. I think that personally, we should have every possible tool at our disposal to notify the residents, because I spent the last week dealing with the unhappy citizens of this county because they weren't notified. Every other county surrounding us does have a program. We've spoke with some of the people in the state, state representatives. They've offered to try to assist us with funding. We will do whatever you allow us to do to get that information out. And I don't want to jump at the first program either, because I don't want it to fail.
I can tell you, Assemblyman McLaughlin and actually Congressman Gibson's office contacted us even yesterday, I believe, about funding for reverse 911. So you get, by all means, if you want to form another committee, have supervisors sit on it, do whatever you want to do, but we have to get reverse 911.
I will say this, and Supervisor Bear made a really important part, is that we have to expedite this. So I would be in favor of tonight. I know the type of work that Mr. Lanfair does. He likes to spend county money. We all know that. but he does do his due diligence when it comes to research and making sure that we get the best price and the bang for the buck. And quite frankly, what kind of price can we put on the lives of the residents in this county? If we were sitting here debating this, I'm sure most of them would say they would have rather had that reverse 911 system last week when this took place. So I'm more than willing to say we could give them a cap up to $35,000, but make sure you do your due diligence.
Tom, and if is that good for you?
No, sir. It's a little bit over. The quote that I have from one vendor is slightly over $35,000. So if you say $35,000, we're going to be under.
We don't want to come back.
We'll find them.
We got to get the best system possible. Okay.
So what we do?
Cap it. You can get stuck with something that might be substandard.
Yes. So he said you could cap it at 50, and then he could work from there.
Can we take a motion from the floor?
Mr. Parikas.
Chairman, can we take a motion from the floor?
If that's the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors, I was going to suggest that we encourage them to move ahead and do everything and come back with something, and we'll have a special board meeting and approve it at that night. That way they're not locked in at 50 and can't go to 52. That was my suggestion.
Okay. I can accept that.
Can we set a special board meeting not to exceed 2 or 3 weeks?
Absolutely. However, how much time do you think you need?
Hopefully after this thing winding down, I'll be able to.
Well, here's the point, is for Mr. Lanfair to go out and say, I can spend 50, that's not good for the county in terms of bidding. It's also not good because maybe 52,000 is better, or maybe 47,000 is better. Well, where he's going to have to come back and get approval for whatever system he buys. So why don't we just have to encourage him? We'll support him 100%. Come back with a proposal. We'll have a special board meeting and vote.
Within
2 weeks.
Does yes, it come sir. To public safety or just bypassing? Well, we have a meeting.
I know.
We have a public safety meeting in 2 weeks. There's no reason why we can't bring this to public safety, have a special board meeting a day or two later, and approve whatever comes past the special.
Mr. Chairman, can bring another side to this whole thing. I'm the product of a New York City fire captain, a very distinguished gentleman whose life was sacrificed in the line of duty. We are overreacting. Safety, safety, safety. Well, I can tell you there are town county roads that are in horrible shape, and we know this for 15 years, that are not being addressed. There are other things, safety, that aren't being addressed. I'm not saying we don't do this program, but let's do our due diligence and investigate and see what is right rather than panic and, oh, we've satisfied the people and the people are happy. I've lived in the county for 62 years. We haven't had anything. Yes, it would be nice to have all this information. But you know, there's a side of this thing that might be a problem. All these people know where the incident is, and they converge on the incident site because they want to see it. I think we have to do some real thought on this, not just take action.
I'd just like to point out, too, that Rob did a lot of work on this. We did a lot of work on this even before this fire happened, just that we haven't been able to bring it to the board again. for approval.
Supervisor Andrews.
I mean, I just want to say that I appreciate all the work we did, and we really dodged the bullet. And as Art Batson, as Art said, but we blew it. And we need to admit that we blew getting out the information. If something had been wrong, it was screwed up. And I personally did not get a call at 12:30. I got a call at 6. I could smell it all night, okay? My windows were open. So if I don't get a call, if I even knew that, maybe I would have done that with a bullhorn, if that was the right thing to do, because nobody told me that we needed to tell people to stay inside.
Right.
So that's what's important, is that message didn't get, obviously, to the layers in turn out for our layers, and also didn't, I mean, the media, we did the best we could, and I don't blame Tom at all. I think he followed our protocol on what to do, but, or, you know, the information systems that we have, and we clearly don't have those information systems, and we will improve on that, obviously. But to sort of not admit that that's, that we have, that's, it didn't happen the way it did, that it needed to. And to have, you know, a meeting, I'm sure that the bill sets up a, you know, what worked, what didn't after these incidences, I'm assuming. And, you know, I mean, the mayor of Philmont is not on our list of calls. They never got a call. I got a call from one of my firefighters who I understand was instructed to call me. But, it, like I said, we're smelling it at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. That's not, we need to at least own up to that for not only for the people as well.
Thank you, Supervisor Knott.
So
yes, I'd like to just thank you all for your due diligence at the fire and following that and coming here tonight to explain all that. And while I certainly can support the ideas of moving ahead with better technology to communicate, I think we have to step back and think about where we are, because 15 years ago, 20 years ago, how would we have notified people? We've come a long ways. The stuff that you folks have with NY Alert and Facebook, I think the message did get out there very fast. The news media, and the faster we get the information out there, the faster people want it. And that's just our lifestyle today. But I do think that we have some good programs, and you guys did a great job of getting it out the best you can. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, Supervisor Perica.
I want to just applaud the efforts that were made. Unfortunately, we do a lot of things in crisis management. We need to become a little bit more proactive, but I'm very, very happy to see this group brought together tonight. It certainly was an eye-opener for me to answer a lot of my feelings and my questions as far as my constituents, but I do think that we are looking at the right direction as far as becoming more proactive. And, you know, crisis management, I mean, we can't afford to sacrifice, you know, with and always work on crisis management, especially when it comes to people's lives. The other thing is that an annual fee?
Yes, sir.
It's an annual fee, so that's a budget item.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just one last thing. I'd like to thank the board for the support that we had as far as the chairman of the Public Safety Committee. He was there at the fire the entire night through to, I don't know, whatever time the next day, which helps us make decisions when it comes to spending money and whatever emergency funds that we need and other things like that. Also, the chairman of the board came down to the EOC. He signed papers that needed to be signed. He asked to be updated throughout the day. He made the county attorney's office available to us all day. And I have to tell you, without that support, the situation would have been much, much worse. So thank you very much for these representatives.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I just want to thank, I want everyone in the room to understand that we rely very heavily on our state assets. It's people like Mark Ferrari, who I've worked with ever since I've been on the job since 2002. Nancy called her people in from the state. I've worked with Keith Gertz. I've worked with Matt Franklin before. These people, when they hit the ground, you couldn't stop some of them. They were very dedicated, and they knew what job they had to do in front of them. These are the experts that we rely on. They do a great job, and I'm not... They made my job a lot easier, and believe me, it was a tough job. And the fire coordinator's office did a great job on this thing, too. So we dodged a bullet. We have to be better prepared the next time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.